Hi everyone, welcome to Movies with My Mother. I am Lexi.
And I'm Mom Lori.
And today we watched another Justin favorite. We'll hear how Mom liked it. It was called PCU from 1994. It was rated PG-13. It's a hot 79 minutes long, so it's just a little bite-sized movie.
It is.
And it was directed by Hart Bochner.
Yep. I loved it. This is my kind of movie. Mindless entertainment.
It's so funny.
I could have walked away the moment it started, and then when I came back, it would have been just fine.
Yeah.
Loved it.
What about the cameo by George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic?
My gosh.
Isn't that cool?
When that bus door opened, I don't think I expected to see that. And that kid's just standing there going, hey, could you give me a ride? Yeah, come on, get in the bus. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Aren't you a music major? Yeah. This movie has a 50% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I had seen that.
Which, I mean, it sounds about right, because this isn't going to win any awards.
Oh, hell no.
It was made to be a little bit offensive.
Yep.
In a tongue-in-cheek way.
Yes.
It got 42 on Metascore and 6.6 out of 10 on IMDb, which I feel is low.
Absolutely. For the kind of movie this is, this should have gotten, not 9, because this is just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Yes. People are crazy, though, out there.
Yeah. I don't know. I think people just walk into every movie like it's going to win an Oscar. And like, oh, my God, can you even believe this pile of shit? And it's just like, yeah, that not everything's going to win an award.
Nope. Not everything was made to win an award.
I don't understand people.
No, me either.
Budget for this was about $8 million.
That seems like a lot of money.
But that is, like, peak David Spade. Like, he was real hot on Saturday Night Live then.
Okay. But the rest of the people that were in it were not...
Were nobodies.
Not big stars. They were all up-and-comings.
Yeah.
But other than David Spade, there were no big stars.
Jeremy Piven went on to do big work, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, that was much later.
Right, but what did they spend that kind of money on?
I don't know.
Beer and...
That bird. That whooping crane that wasn't a whooping crane.
Right.
I didn't write down what it was, but it wasn't a whooping
crane. No. But it was very pretty.
Oh, it was a beautiful bird.
I want to see the person that dresses up like that, though.
Oh, Lord. It said box office. It didn't say worldwide gross. It said box office. So I don't know exactly what that means.
Right.
But I got about four and a third million.
Wow.
4.3 million.
Box office implies to me only theater money.
Yeah.
So what about home video and you know, all that stuff?
I don't know. Like we said in our TikTok, we own this on VHS. Justin has a copy of this in a movie binder that just has discs. There's no box. He just recently found a copy of it to buy on DVD. Like, you can't buy this movie anywhere.
Oh my gosh, really?
Which is wild, because... In the 90s, I remember watching it on Comedy Central all the time. Like, it was on a lot.
I don't think I've ever seen this.
And in the trivia, I read that it was a mainstay on, you know, mid-90s HBO. So, you know, how has this kind of become an obscure find?
Interesting.
I don't know. But if you can get a copy of this, it's so... funny.
It is. It's really
And like
hilarious.
I said, under 80 minutes. Yeah.
It's a fun movie to watch in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's weird. But isn't that the way movies go? You know, some of the movies that you really love, they're not out there anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all taste, I guess.
And I know people remember this because when I put it out on Facebook that we were going to watch this, we did get some feedback that, oh, it's a great movie. Well,
Right.
yeah, it's a great movie.
Right. I don't know. Like I said, I really don't feel like I've ever seen this before.
Oh.
So, but wow, why haven't I? This is hilarious. It's so stupid. It's so funny.
Yeah. The basic plot of this movie, the basicest plot is that a high school senior visits college for the weekend and stays at the wildest house on campus. And I wouldn't say that he stayed there mainly, or more like he just kind of ended up there at different points of the movie.
Most of
He just kind of
the time he
floats
was
in.
running.
Yeah, he most of the time that he was running for his life.
Right.
It stars Jeremy Piven, Chris Young, Megan Ward, Jon Favreau, Alex Dessert, Gail Mayron, David Spade, Jake Busey, and Jessica Walter. Those are the main faces that you
Right.
recognize.
Who's the president?
Jessica Walter,
Yes, 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 yes. Okay.
she went on to play Lucille Bluth on Arrested Development.
A lot.
She was in Play Misty for Me
Yes.
with Clint Eastwood.
Yes.
Yeah.
But very, very familiar face. Yes. A no name. You know me. Shit, I don't even know my own name half the time. Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious. I just, you know, I think a lot of kids who went to college in the 70s might think that that was about them. So yeah, funny, funny.
Now, in mentioning that this is pretty kind of obscure movie to find, there is very little on the director.
Very little.
There is
Very
very
little.
little trivia.
Yeah, very little. Which is crazy because I, you know, I'm used to being able to fill 6 or 7 pages worth of information.
Yeah.
I got 7 lines.
Yeah, I have one notebook sheet and 2 sentences.
Yeah. Like nothing. This guy seems to be, Art Faulkner seems to be completely invisible. He's an actor, director, screenwriter, producer. He was born in Toronto, Canada.
Okay.
His mom was a concert pianist and his father was an actor. He started acting in 1977. He's been in lots of stuff and lots of stuff that we know. War and Remembrance, a TV miniseries. War and Remembrance.
Nope.
Is that a TV miniseries?
No idea. But it's ringing no bells.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. He started directing. Nope. Let me. Oh, he did High School High.
Oh boy, okay.
Just Add Water.
I don't know that one.
I mean, he's in stuff you'll know. I should have started writing down stuff that he was in because it's all kind, he's been in all kinds of stuff.
Funny.
And there's nothing on him. Really, there's nothing on him. He's doing environmental stuff now. He's been on boards of directors for different things and mayor's committees and this and that. I mean,
wow.
But that's it. That's what I got about him.
Oh.
There's nothing about his family. He does have a wife. I think he has two children. But that's it. I could find nothing about him.
Jeez.
So weird.
Oh.
Well, so I guess I'll go into the trivia that I got.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're board of directors for the Environmental Media Association and several others. I mean, my good God. He was named Time Magazine's greenest celebrity of Hollywood.
When?
Don't have a date for that.
Hmm.
He was also voted one of the 10 sexiest actors for Us Magazine in 1989.
Okay.
You'd think if he was a sexy actor, he would have a little dirt on him.
Yeah.
No. No, we don't.
Oh.
His father is Lloyd Bachner is his father, and they both portrayed parts. One of their claims to fame is they both portrayed parts from a novel by Roderick Tharp. You're going, what?
Yeah. Anyway, this means absolutely nothing to me.
His portrayal Harry Elias in Die Hard.
Oh, okay.
Is from a little bit of Roderick Tharp's stuff.
Oh, okay.
And his father played Dr. Roberts in The Detectives.
Okay.
I thought that was kind of interesting. In college, in the 70s, he studied archaeology.
Cool.
Interesting.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with archaeology.
No. Well... Who knows? He's digging for the truth.
Sure. Okay.
He was really discovered by director Franklin Schaffner, and he made his film debut in Schaffner's film Platoon. No. Patton. George C. Patton.
Oh.
He played...
Those are way different movies.
I know. I don't know why I had Platoon in my mind. he played... Patton's son in that movie.
Oh, okay.
You can't sit on my lap.
Why not?
Because I got the computer on my lap.
Can't we both use the same mic? you're talking to the cat.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind then.
He jumped up here like he was going to do something.
Yeah, maybe he's going to be the producer today instead of Tallulah.
Okay.
Because Tallulah's passed out in her... half pipe over there.
Oh, okay.
That's it. That's the trivia I have on him. I mean,
oh,
I don't know what we're going to do for the rest of the show, but you can talk about. Well, we got a lot of dead people to talk about.
Oh, okay.
So you tell us what you found in the trivia department.
PCU was shot in 1993 and sat on a shelf for a year after filming. I don't know why. I don't have any reasoning for that. I'm assuming it's a distribution thing. It's always a distribution thing.
Yeah, studio stuff.
Jeremy Piven had contracted malaria during filming. Now, this is wild to me. Malaria. They filmed in Toronto. How do you get malaria in a first world country?
Plus, it's cold there. You know, whenever I think of malaria, I only think of warm places.
Like equatorial?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, and he lost 8 pounds overnight, and you could tell. I was trying to watch him at different parts of the movie to see where he had slimmed down, but fucking 8 pounds on a man doesn't mean anything.
No, not at all.
They're like, oh, you can really tell, and it's just like, yeah, can you? Because I couldn't.
Not in those mom jeans.
It was the 90s.
I know. I know. Everybody wore mom jeans.
Yeah. The cigarettes that Draws was smoking were made of ground up fruit, not tobacco, because Jeremy Piven was not a smoker.
Okay.
Steve Zahn read for the role of Tom.
Steve Zahn.
He's been in a ton of movies, and he's just kind of one of those background guys that you would absolutely know as soon as you saw his face.
Boy, that name is so familiar.
This guy. This guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
And he would have been hilarious as Tom
Yes.
because he's very funny.
Yes, absolutely.
Ashley Judd read for the role of Samantha.
What?
And she would have gotten the role if the director hadn't worked with the lady that did play Samantha before and just picked her because he liked her vibe and they worked well together.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Wow. Hart Bochner was going for an R rating and felt that the PG-13 rating would be too limited. Too limiting.
Huh?
But I mean, there is, it is the 90s and they did throw an F word in there. So, but I don't think there needed to be any more language. I don't think there needed to be any nudity.
No, absolutely not. No.
I think any more language would have been egregious.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think that any nudity would have been gratuitous.
I think so, yes.
Just
Because
unnecessary.
it wasn't necessary.
Yeah.
Okay.
George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars were paid $150,000 for 3 days' work.
Is that all?
That's it.
Oh, I thought that they would have gotten more for that eight,
And
the millions of dollars, the $80 million, what was
there's
it?
17 people on stage. That doesn't break down very
No,
far.
certainly does not. What were some of those people making minimum wage
Yeah.
for crying out loud?
They weren't the first choice band.
No.
Nirvana was too expensive because
Oh,
they
no.
were real hot at the time. In 1993, like Nevermind had just come out, like they were hot.
Plus, that wouldn't have been the right. No, huh? No.
It would have been fine because that's the band, the house band of the Pits,
Yeah.
the kids that actually lived there and were jamming. That was more their speed,
Right.
like the 90s grunge stuff.
Right.
So I don't think it would have been out of place, but I can it does feel out of place because like why would Nirvana be in Connecticut?
Right. Right.
The next choice was the Goo Goo Dolls.
Okay.
But they really hadn't been successful yet.
Oh. Okay. No, I like George Clinton.
And the people that were making the film were like, we're paying you for 3 days. You're showing up to set for 3 days. We don't care if you just stand here and watch us work. You're going to be here. Like, and I don't understand how you treat somebody like George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars. Like,
Oh my God.
but
Did they not know who they were?
I guess in the 90s, they were just kind of, they had kind of plateaued. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
And the last thing I have that it was filmed entirely in Toronto, but it was based on Wesleyan in Connecticut.
Wesleyan, yes, University in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Interesting. What? Yeah, interesting. I thought it was great. I thought for the movie it was, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
And like I said, this is my kind of movie. Mindless entertainment.
Yeah.
Just stupidness.
Yeah, just sit down having a laugh.
Yep, exactly. That's probably why Ace Ventura, Pet Detective is one of my favorite
Because
movies.
it's a stupid
It's
movie.
stupid. It's stupid. It's mindless. It's funny. And you go away feeling good.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. That's why I want to watch a movie. But I thought it was good. I thought it was very smooth. I thought the directing was very good because there were a lot of people in a couple of those scenes. That takes a lot of
To herd all those
yeah,
people, yeah.
there's a lot of wherewithal there to keep those young people in order.
Yeah.
So I thought it was good. It was a, I thought it was a well-made picture.
Yeah. Justin's favorite part is where Gutter is in the C-SPAN Senate hearing with Ted Kennedy.
I can't even imagine that. It was so funny.
I didn't exhale.
I thought that was funny. But the way it was put together was perfect.
Yeah.
It was just perfect.
It looked exactly like C-SPAN in the 90s.
Yes. Yes. What do I know? I don't know. That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And the music was put together by Steve Servovia?
Steve I.
I?
Yeah, Steve I.
Okay.
He's a big-time musician. Yeah, Justin likes him a lot.
Very big. 3-time Grammy winner. 15-time nominee. I mean, this guy's got it.
Yeah.
He started music.
I can't hear you.
He started his music career at 18. He was a transcriptionist for Frank Zappa.
Oh, no shit. Okay.
From 1980 to 1983. And what transcriptionist, I thought, what's that? Did he just write down music? Did he copy music? Well, kinda. What it was is how they put the emphasis on certain parts of the music that they're playing. And that he was the guy that put the emphasis on this part or that part. Well, how interesting is that to choose something like that?
Oh, yeah.
To figure out where to put the emphasis. I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
But Frank Zappa, come on.
Yeah.
He started his solo career in 1983, and he has released totally 11 albums. But, wow.
And he goes on tour quite a bit.
I did not recognize his name, but some of the songs that they talked about, I do recognize some of the songs, which I thought, that's weird. I mean, you know, but so many people write music and everybody else does it.
Yeah.
So I thought, cool. But he's the one that put the music together. I liked it.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
I kind of picked this movie because right now in our political climate, there's lots of protesting going on everywhere. And the powers that be really want to be like, well, boycotting this is illegal. Boycotting that is illegal. Protesting this is illegal. Protesting is not illegal.
Right.
Protesting is part of your First Amendment right.
Correct.
And, you know.
If I want to walk down the road holding a sign, I can.
Yeah, and really,
I'm allowed to do that.
The stuff that's being protested is, you know, it's shit that we should have anyways. Like, I don't know why everything has to be so awful right now. Everything's awful.
Right.
I don't want to get too far into that because Mom and I can speak for the rest of our...
We could talk for hours.
Yeah.
About how ridiculous things are going and...
But... The only thing that the powers that be being so upset about protesting and boycotting is showing that it's working.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And that's why, well, that should be illegal. Because your stock is tanking? That's not my problem. That's a you problem.
Right.
Maybe have better ideas and philosophies and, right. You know, be a better person.
Be a better person. There you know. You go. Keep your stupid mug off of my television every day. Yeah.
Yeah. So, keep protesting.
Yes. Absolutely.
Keep fighting for your First Amendment rights. They are guaranteed to us by the Constitution. But, you know, don't get wild with it. Keep it legal.
Well, yes. And there's no need to hurt anyone or damage anything when you're holding up your sign. There's no need for that. Hold up your sign and hold it up tall so people can see it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when you start getting wild is when it's not a good look.
Right.
And that's when they categorically say, well, you know, because this guy got wild, everybody's wild, and we can't have people wild on the streets.
Right. Because when you do that, people start to look away. And then they won't see your sign anymore.
Right. They just see you acting a fool.
Right.
So don't act a fool.
Yeah, we don't need that. We got people we voted in fools. We don't need the normal people to be that. So, yeah.
So, what's what the U.S. is dealing with right now? It's really fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just about any day of the week you could drive somewhere here in Toledo and see a protest. Well, I wouldn't call them protests when they're, a lot of groups like to stand out there at the corner of Secor and Central and, hold their signs.
And Talmadge and Monroe. Yeah. Like, I always beep at the people at Talmadge and Monroe.
Right.
I don't care what they're protesting. I always beep in solidarity.
I don't think they're protesting. I think they're making a statement. So I don't call that protesting.
The last one I saw was something about Gaza.
Oh, well.
And, that is...
That's too hot to talk about.
That's a whole geopolitical thing that has been going on since the dawn of civilization.
Yes.
There is no right answer to fix that problem.
Unfortunately, there is not.
And there is no amount of all sides being level-headed enough to make the problem go away. There just isn't. There is no answer to that problem.
No, there isn't.
But should everything be treated more humanely? 1,000,000%.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But that's what I got to say on that.
I agree with you. And I bet a lot of people agree with you.
There is no way to fix that. There is no equitable way to fix that for either side.
No.
And nobody's going to be happy. And if I can't be happy, nobody's going to be happy. And honestly, that's the best solution that anybody could give.
Right. Absolutely. And then we can go to the poor people in Ukraine.
Oh.
And Trump and his best buddy, Putin. We're going to stop there. Don't go there. Oh, my God.
JD, have you ever said thank you? Have you ever said what the fuck?
If J.D. Vance had been listening to the news in the past, he would have heard him say thank you.
He
is always very grateful to the people
that help him.
That help him.
Absolutely.
Not J.D. Vance. We're talking about...
Vladimir Zelensky.
Yes, we're talking about Zelensky now. He's always very grateful and very gracious, unlike...
Trump and Vance.
But... teamed up to stomp all over him.
The only thing that was hilarious about that whole thing is that here's Zelensky, here's Trump, here's Katie Vance, and here's Marco Rubio, and Trump and Vance are trying to tag team Zelensky, and Marco Rubio is trying to
sink into the couch. He's trying to get into the crack of the couch.
The look on his face is like, Jesus Christ, get me out of here.
Yep.
But this is what we voted for. This is what we get. We deserve this because this is what the masses wanted.
Yep. And poor Mr. Zelensky doesn't hold any cards. I'm not playing cards. He didn't even know what Trump was talking about.
Yeah.
Trump is so ignorant that he's using those. It's the word colloquialisms. Those things we say because we're a group of people who know what that means and say stupid things like, oh, I'm holding all the cards, Not everybody. Zelensky is not an English speaker. He had no idea what Trump was talking about.
World politics usually isn't based on a game of poker.
No. And Trump just kept saying that, and Zelensky's going, what? No. Oh, it was sad.
Yeah.
That whole press conference was sad.
It was infuriating.
Yes.
Because, Just the fact that they're like, well, you started this war with Russia. I'm sorry, what?
What? We saw the beginning of that war on TV, and it was Russia.
It's always Russia.
Yes.
Yes. So, I don't know. I don't know. It's all bad. We're all...
We gotta stop, Lex. We gotta stop.
We're all going to hell.
Yes, we are.
But, you know, this is... You know, the 90s weren't so different. You know, politics were way different in the 90s.
Yes.
But, you know, everything, you know, political correctness was on, you know, on everybody's lips.
Yes.
You know, and... And a movie like this is completely poking fun at all of the uptightness of all of that political correctness and just the bullshittery of the 90s.
Yeah. Bullshittery. Yes. That's exactly what it was.
So, you know.
Political correctness and bullshittery.
But even, you know, 30 years on, it's not a movie that isn't relatable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you completely. So maybe just the two of us will get it back on TV.
Oh.
I think that's funny. Oh, well. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Absolutely. This movie is very funny, very timely. Absolutely. Take the time to watch it.
Yeah.
Find it.
Find it.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yep. Go to your used CD stores. Is that where you'll find this?
We found a copy on Amazon, and it was like $15 for a used DVD.
My goodness.
You know, it's one of those movies that you just, it's hard to find.
Is it like an antique?
No, I think it's just out of print.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. But, you can have at least $15 worth of fun.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Have a drink. Have a smoke. Just sit back and watch this.
Yeah, with a beer.
To go along with this movie, I said, Justin, what should we even pretend to do for a theme meal? And
yes.
He said, ground meat. He said, why would you do anything but ground meat? He said, I mean, I guess you could do party hors d'oeuvres, like at the president's party.
Yes. That wouldn't have been near as fun.
No. So we ended up having these stylized Korean barbecue meatballs over jasmine rice with some broccoli.
Oh, broccoli. And
I was trying to fancy it up, like I charred it a little.
Roasted. It was roasted. Roasted. Roasted vegetable.
Yeah.
And
a steam bun. Yeah, and a steam. My brain has stopped working.
Yeah, a steamed bun. Chicken. I think it had chicken in it.
Chicken and vegetable, yeah.
It was delicious. It was a wonderful meal.
Oh, I didn't make any of the crunchy ones.
Oh, we forgot about that.
Shit.
Oh, we couldn't have eaten it. I ate a full plate, and I ate it all.
Oh, I had a bigger plate, and it was delicious.
But yeah, that jasmine rice, I really like that. That,
and I put I put a squeeze of ginger in it.
Oh,
to juice it up a little.
Oh my, yum!
Because I'm not trying to peel ginger. I'm not trying to chop ginger. The squeezy stuff is fine.
Yeah, garlic is fine with me too. I even have some squeezy garlic in my thing. I, you know, there's no shame in that. Hell no. But I do like garlic, and I always have garlic in my house, and it doesn't take any time to stick it in the thing.
Masher.
Whatever it is.
The garlic crusher.
The garlic crusher. But the only problem with that is afterwards your hands smell so bad.
Yeah.
Whenever you work with fresh garlic from the head, the bulb,
really,
whatever.
Really, any aromatic plant.
Yeah.
Onions,
it's just
garlic.
On your hands forever. So I'm all for the jarlic or the squeezy garlic.
Okay. If they did squeezy onion, my life would be changed.
Oh. See, now I don't mind the onion smell, but boy, the garlic just really aggravates me after a while.
Because I really like biting into an onion, but I love onion flavor.
Well, all you have to do is put that in a little food processor and whip it up.
Yeah. I did. Recently, I had gotten my nails done, and like 3 or 4 days later, I decided to make something with onion, and I grated it, and I cheese grated one of my fingernails off.
Yes.
Like right after I had gotten them done, so I was real thrilled about that.
Yeah, I've done that too. Oh dear. Oh, chop it up and put it in a little food processor and just whip it up.
Yeah. The grater is fine.
You know, you can make your own little things like that. You can put them in an ice cube tray and freeze them. You know, make a whole bunch of it.
I don't know if you've seen both of my freezers.
Okay, never mind.
But that's not a thing that's going to happen in my house.
Okay. I do know that your freezers are always stocked. They're always full to the brim. You need to start eating some of that stuff.
How dare you?
I did that recently in my freezer. And you were over at my house recently, so you know that my freezer is pretty low.
Yeah, I was surprised.
I've been trying to eat stuff out of there so that I could restock it, get new fresh stuff. And I could probably go for another month or two by eating stuff out of there.
Oh. Well, unfortunately, our freezers now are mostly stocked with frozen pizzas and corn dogs and
your
vegetables.
Pretzel bites. Pretzel sticks.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, nothing of real nutritional value.
Well, I do have a section of my freezer that's tater tots and, you know, yak and stuff. Yeah.
So, you know, it would be different if we had, like, food in there instead of just frozen trash.
But who doesn't love a frozen pizza once in a while?
Justin brought frozen pizza home for him to eat today.
I saw him. You made that beautiful dinner meal and he brought a pizza home?
That's his business.
I guess so. He's a grown man. He can choose what he wants to eat. It's okay.
That's right. That's more left over for you to take home.
I know, because I ate all of that other stuff you made me, and oh my God, was that good.
I have taken to stealing recipes from HelloFresh.
Nice.
Making them with, you know, like the size packaging you can get at grocery stores, not the HelloFresh packaging. So I've kind of had to amend these recipes. And I think we've landed on some good ones.
Yeah. These two meals, the Korean meatballs that we had today, delicious. I will make those myself. And that ground meat stuff that you made me when I came home from vacation, unbelievably delicious.
Yeah, that was, it's just ground meat with a little bit of white wine vinegar and a bunch of sweet soy glaze.
What do you call it?
It's called, I gave you the paper. It's called like sesame soy beef bowl.
Oh, okay. I like that. Sesame soy beef bowl.
Yeah. It's just rice and carrots and green onions and ground beef, and it's delicious.
Yes, it's unbelievably delicious. And it's really pretty.
Yeah.
Those carrots on top were so bright and vibrant. It was fabulous. Yeah. Nice. We eat good. You know, we've talked about this many times. We eat good.
Oh, yeah. But and I had fun making those.
Nice. That's a good thing when it's fun to make and easy.
Yeah.
Gosh, the way you talked about it, I can't, you know, unbelievable.
The only reason today's meal was so hard was because I made it hard because I, you know, I'm just kind of doing it off the rip. And, you know, I'm an idiot.
Okay.
And I know that I'm an idiot and I still try to riff things.
Why not? Okay. Yeah, it was delicious. And our meal today is delicious and pretty.
Yeah.
With the rice and the green onion.
I didn't put it on Facebook. I took a picture of it, though.
Oh, gosh.
I'll put it on Facebook right now.
And then the charred broccoli. That was that. I don't know what it is about sticking broccoli under fire. It makes it so good. Did you use the broiler for that?
No.
Or just the oven?
Just the oven.
You put it on a high heat?
425.
That's a high heat. But, yeah, just roasting your vegetables makes them so much better than, although I like raw vegetables.
Yeah. And but, I put a little to zhuzh up the broccoli because it just had salt and pepper on it. I put a little ponzu sauce on it.
Nice.
Which I think is different Asian, but.
A different country's Asian?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all right.
Well,
I mean.
We definitely had an Asian multicultural meal because the dumplings are not.
No. No.
I don't think the ponzu is.
Well, all of them I liked, and I think I need to start eating more Asian food because everything was delicious. And when I was at Bly's house, we had those udon noodles. Udon, yes. Wow, was that good.
Yeah.
I hope what I got, I went to Aldi's and got this bag of food. And I hope what we had for dinner that day was what I gave you.
Okay.
Because last night I opened the pad thai.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken. And it was good. But it was not as good as the noodles we had in Tennessee.
Oh, dang. Okay.
So I'm hoping that the one, I'm going to have to ask Blythe. I'm going to send her a picture of it and see if that's what I got, if that's what it was.
Okay.
Because I also bought a different one. I brought you the chicken, and I also have a Korean barbecue beef one.
Okay.
That I'm going to try. So, yeah. Loved it. Love those noodles. And I loved my dinner today.
Yeah. But I'm glad.
And or breakfast.
It was breakfast.
I know.
But you said you were in Tennessee. We didn't talk about how you were on vacation.
Oh, yes. I went for a few days to Tennessee, and we spent one day in Nashville, and we went to antique archaeology.
Yeah.
That was really cool. You know, I've watched that American Pickers for so long, and, you know, to go in that shop, it was really cool to see all those things that they've picked. You know, and it was cool. And the whole building that they're in, they used to make cars there. But they only made cars there for 7 years because they just couldn't keep up with the business.
Oh, okay.
There was more. I would think that would have been the time that Henry Ford started the production line. You know, they just couldn't keep up with the business. And there were lots of little shops and little artists had their different rooms. It was really cool.
Neat.
Really cool. So I would absolutely recommend you see that whole shop and antique archaeology. And we went to Third Man Records.
Fun.
Which we go to Third Man Records in Detroit. And
yeah.
It's very cool. It's equally as cool there in Nashville. Much small. Blythe says it's bigger, but it's just a very small building, and it's got like little rooms you go in there. We went into like a recording booth and we played guitar. We had guitars and we played them. silly stuff. But it was real fun. It was really cool. It's very much like our third man up in
Did they have
Detroit.
a record press?
Yeah.
Warehouse?
Well, yes, they do. I understand they do. But like in Detroit, you can watch them. You can see them through the glass.
Uh-huh.
This one, it's in a different building.
Oh, okay.
You cannot see it.
Okay.
So, you know, but I understand that they do have a press there. But that's just hearsay.
Oh.
You know, only stuff I read on the internet. And, you know, everything's true on the internet.
Well, yeah, you know.
But it was pretty cool. And of course, we stopped in at Taylor Swift's place.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, okay, we drove by her building.
Oh, that's fine.
What else did we see? I just think Nashville is a very cool-looking city. And if you have a chance to go there, go there. It's got cool stuff. There's a lot of brand-new high-rise, silver and glass. But there's also a whole bunch of old brick buildings that are really cool to look at.
Cool.
Really cool. So I have enjoyed my time there in Nashville. So, yeah.
How fun.
Yeah. And then another day we went to a winery and a whiskey tasting.
Oh, fun.
On one day. Don't do that on one day. Maybe split that up.
Oh.
Grandma was pretty drunk. But the whiskey tasting, oh my. Brought home a bottle of whiskey.
Nice.
Yeah, it tasted so good. There were six different little, well, it's like a flight. You know? And the first two, I didn't like at all. They were just not good at all. But then the next one was really good, and the next one was really good, and the last one was really good. The last one was one of those fancy single malt. Small batch. Oh, it was delicious. It went down real nice. But I brought home a bottle of the next to best one.
Yeah, because how much was the best one?
Oh, I don't think the prices were bad.
Oh, okay.
I think the best one was around $60.
Oh.
Which, you know, having sold liquor for many years at different stores, a $60 top shelf stuff, that's not a bad price.
No.
But I think I only paid around $27, $28 for the next to best one that
I
got.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which is a fifth of whiskey. You know, $30 is not a bad price.
No.
So it was fun. Yeah, no, it tasted, the really good one was really good. I'm not a sipping whiskey person, you know. I like my stuff over ice.
Yeah.
So I would not spend that money to put something that good over ice.
To bruise it.
Yes. Yes. You know me, my wild turkey slushies, I love them. So, I'm going to try this as a wild turkey, as a slushy, and see how that goes. Yeah, we had a wonderful time. Very restful. Just had a nice, quiet time. They have a new cat at their house, Hazel, who apparently was a stray and just knocked on the door, and they let him in. They thought it was a her, but it's he. So, his name is Hazel, which is fine. And he liked me.
Oh,
he's a beautiful kitty.
Just like my jelly bean was supposed to be a jelly bean and then wasn't a jelly bean, but the name stuck.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
No,
his name fits him perfectly and Hazel's name fits him perfectly.
Well, now I know how to look at the undercarriage of a cat.
I think when they're real little, they all look the same, don't they?
No, they're different.
Okay. All right. But I don't, it doesn't matter. You know, Hazel's a lovely little kitty. And He sat on my lap a few times, which is pretty unusual. You know, cats don't really like to sit on me.
Yeah.
Come around me. You know your cats. It's only been recently that they would even come around me.
Right.
So, and I love cats. I just love them. So, it was nice. It was fun. Very relaxing. Thank you. Thank you for house sitting. And
yeah, I hung out with Reginald Manchego while you were gone. That was pretty fun. He did not warm up to me until Wednesday.
It was a slow burn.
Yeah. He stayed to himself. He would come talk to me when I came home from work, and he would talk to me at food time. But other than that, he minded his own business. I minded my own business. You want to come to bed with me? No. Okay. All right.
He has a mind of his own.
He sure does.
And since I've been home, he has not left my side. Holy cow. You'd think that I was gone for a year.
Yep.
But it'll be better. I told him I was leaving today, and he gave me the sad eyes. Like, oh no.
He's so silly.
I know. I love him. He's a wonderful little kitty.
Yeah.
So yeah. Fun things. Fun times. Should we do the dead people?
Yeah.
There's a ton of dead people. We had been down to just a few. But some of these are really big. Roberta Flack.
Yeah.
Dead at 88. It didn't really say, but she'd had ALS for several years.
And she had had a stroke several years
before
back.
Before that. And, you know, wasn't real good. Robert Orsi?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, I'll have to look it up. I didn't write it down. I usually write something down. He died of kidney disease at 51. Oh, music producer?
I don't know.
Chris Jasper from the Isley Brothers at 73.
Yeah.
So he died of cancer. Michelle, you'll have to help me with this one. Trachtenberg?
Oh, Michelle Trachtenberg.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just 39.
Yeah. She had a kidney transplant recently.
Yeah, I have here possibly, because it really didn't say what she died of, but possibly a failed transplant.
And her parents are observant Jews, so they didn't autopsy the body.
Correct.
So, you know, we'll never know.
Well, having seen pictures of her just recently, she was very, very thin and very not well looking.
Yeah.
So absolutely, you know, it was probably that. But Dr. Mom, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
Joseph Wambaugh.
I don't know who that is.
Writer.
Okay.
88. Died of cancer. Oh, Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy. She was 65. He was 95. Did you hear? They announced what?
Oh.
She died of hantavirus.
I don't know what that is.
That is a virus that you get. It's very prevalent in the Indian Nation because it's rodents. People come in contact with rodents' feces. And they get this virus and very often die.
Yeah. That's a whole sad story.
Yes.
It's awful.
Because they think that she died 4, 5, 6, 7 days after he did.
7 to 10 days before he died.
Before.
Like he was left alone.
She died first.
Yeah.
Right. And because, you know, didn't he have dementia?
Yes.
He didn't know what to
but
do.
But could you even imagine, like, not knowing where you are, who you are, where's the person that you see every day, where, what's going on, who's making my food, who's taking care of me, who's taking care of everything?
Yeah.
And this is, you know, this opens up the whole thing that, you know, caretakers need caretakers too.
Right.
You know, somebody should have known that she was dead long before he died.
Right. And where are their families? Where are their families?
Well, I don't think that they had a great relationship, but still, my first thought is, you know, where were their kids? But, you know, their kids have families. They're busy, you know. Maybe we don't talk every day. Maybe we don't talk every week.
Right.
You know, who knows what exactly their relationship was and why, you know, this happened in the turn of events that it did. It's all very,
very sad.
Yeah.
Very sad. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then there's Peter Jason at 80. Again, no cause of death. He was a character actor. And if you saw his face, you've seen him in a million things.
Okay.
David Johansen
from the New York Dolls.
Yes.
Buster Poindexter.
Yes. 75, died of cancer.
When he revealed that he had stage 4 cancer, he was also dealing with like a broken back and like something else was going on. This dude was in bad fucking shape.
Oh, wow.
When they released that he had stage 4 cancer, and he died less than 2 weeks after that announcement. And it's just terrible.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
That's, you know, a moment in time that he was part of that the world will never see again.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So many of those, that group are gone.
And yeah.
No, never. It will never be.
You know, there'll never be a band like the New York Dolls again.
No. Mm-mm. No, absolutely not. Angie Stone at 63.
Singer, yeah.
Car accident.
Yeah. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
Tyler Perry paid for her funeral.
Okay. Nice. Joey Moland? Again, I don't have anything written down here for him. No cause of death. He was 77. Why don't I even recognize that?
I don't know.
You're sending me stuff and then I'm reading stuff on, you know, I need to be better prepared here. Oh, and Carl Dean. Dolly Parton's husband, 82. You know, he died. They never said a cause of death. He's 82. He lived his life.
Yeah.
George Lowe.
That's the Space Ghost guy.
Yes, Space Ghost, Coast to Coast, 67.
Yeah.
It just said after a long illness. So, you know, we don't know. And at 67, you can't say, oh, he lived his life, you know, no.
67's really young.
Right? I think so. Because I'm past 67. Eleanor Georgie? I don't recognize that name either. 71. Roy Ayers?
He's somebody. I can't remember
who he is. I have to get my phone out. Since he died at 84.
He's a singer. Roy Ayers.
Yeah. Who was he with? Again, if we had half a brain, you know, we would know these things.
Vibraphonist, record producer, and composer, began his career as a post-bop jazz artist. One of his big songs was Everyone Loves the Sunshine.
Yes. Oh, here's another one. I didn't write it down, and I know you sent this to me. Pamela Bach?
Yeah. Do you know who that is?
Actress.
I can't hear you.
It's because I'm holding paper, looking at my phone, and not thinking about where my microphone is. Sorry. Was she married to David Hasselhoff?
David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
She was on Baywatch for, you know, 5 minutes.
Right. Right. Oh, Opal Covey.
Oh.
Have been anywhere near Toledo in the last, I don't know, 40 years. Yeah. You know who Opal Covey was. She ran for mayor for a million times.
She was a crazy person.
She was just she was a crazy lady. She passed.
And that's another sad story that when she passed, the coroner was looking for next of kin.
Right.
And the only reason her body was found was that her mailman had noticed her mail was piled up.
Yes.
So,
and
we have to take better care of our elderly.
Right. Oh, what? Open up. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Roy Ayers was an iconic jazz musician.
That's why we don't know him.
Right.
Because I don't like jazz.
Neither one of us like jazz. Well, I can't say that. Neither one of us like some jazz.
I don't like most jazz.
Yeah, that's just not my thing. Dwayne Wiggins at 64 from bladder cancer. Grammy nominated singer, songwriter, guitarist. I don't know why my computer's not opening up faster.
Oh.
Tony.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as I saw that first Tony, I remembered I knew that from there. Who was I looking? Where am I?
Oh, what you're doing. You're not talking into your microphone.
I'm trying to find out who Eleonora Georgi is.
I don't know who that is.
You sent it to me.
Oh.
But I can't find it because, you know, he was, I have so much stuff on here. Here we go. Here she is. Age 71. Dante's Inferno.
What?
She was in a movie. Inferno.
Oh, okay.
You sent this to me.
Oh.
But apparently it was a disgustingly bloody movie and caused all kinds of talk.
It's not Dante's Inferno. It's Dario Argento's Inferno. That's a completely different story.
You are correct.
She's an Italian actress. Mom!
I saw the D and the Inferno and I just put them together. I'm sorry. Next, you'll be reading about me because I, you know... Good Lord.
Oh, Dario Argento's a famous Italian horror director.
Right. Told you it was a bloody movie.
That's because the website's called Bloody Disgusting.
That's right, I saw that too. Now I'm just making up shit.
Okay.
What we're supposed to do when we're on the radio, just make up shit?
Oh, yeah, sure. Dante's Inferno.
It's because there was nothing. I was so taken aback by the fact that there was so little about our director, Hart Bachman.
Bachner.
That I'm stumped. I don't know what to talk about. And I'm having microphone trouble, too. I don't know why it wants to get away from me today. Is that maybe a clue that I need to stop talking?
No. Is it? Well, maybe because it's laying on you and not holding itself up.
And my cord is all twisted.
My cord is all ridiculous.
And it just keeps moving the mic wherever it wants to go.
Oh.
So, sorry. I'm sorry. Poor Lex has to cut this to make it right, and it'll be a mess.
It'll be fine.
It always lays on me. It Because we added the extra arm, you add the extra arm for me,
Yeah.
and it won't hold itself up. So it's gonna lay on me.
Okay.
Calm down. All is well.
Do we need the microphone, the mic stands that don't stand up by themselves,
No, those don't work
that
either.
need counterweights?
No, this is fine. This is
Okay.
fine. It works fine when it's working.
Okay.
So, we'll make it work. I'll be more conscious for the next couple of minutes.
Okay.
And then I'll forget
Yeah,
about it, you know.
I know.
Or I'll turn to look at you and not have any mic near me. That's why we need to sit at a table where we're across from each other so we can look at each other.
Yeah, that would be, and then we could un-jerry-rig that arm.
Right. It works fine. It works fine. It works fine when I'm paying attention. When I'm not paying attention, it does not work. So I'll pay attention.
Okay.
But I'm really too poor to pay for anything more.
Yeah.
And attention is at the top of that list.
We did a TikTok today.
We did. We had shirts.
We got Parliament shirts.
Yes.
We got a couple views. We got a couple likes, so that's cool.
Nice.
But yeah.
Everybody needs to listen to some Parliament. Bring back the old stuff.
Yeah,
Let's listen to some old
just
stuff.
go listen to some George Clinton. It's great.
Yes.
Mothership Connection is my favorite.
Okay. Nice.
Stomp's pretty good.
Yes.
Flashlight.
That makes you want to jump up and down.
Yeah. Atomic Dog.
Okay. So you know more names than I do. I can hear the music in my head, but I can't put names to it.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of just instrumental stuff there too.
Yeah.
So I, like I said, I can hear the music, but I can't put a name to
Like I said, there's 17 people on stage.
it.
They're all doing something. They all need to be there.
Right? Right? I thought in this movie the guy in the wedding dress was the cutest.
I think the director had eyes for the blonde backup singer because they showed her a
A
lot.
lot. They kept bringing her to the front. Yeah, right. No. No, it was fun. Fun movie. Fun movie.
Yeah, go find this. It's great.
Have a ground meat theme meal with it.
Yeah, any kind of ground meat, meatloaf.
Yeah, those were look like meatballs, but weren't they saying something about meatloaf?
No, there were meatballs and there were some meat loaves and there was just straight up raw hamburger.
Yeah, which I did. How opportune that there was just hamburger in the refrigerator when they showed up.
Well, no, the two Daves said that they were serving chili burgers in the lunchroom, but the vegan protesters weren't letting people into the lunchroom.
Oh. Oh, so that's how they knew there was ground meat in the.
Yeah.
Okay. I did not catch that.
Yeah.
I need to rewatch the movie. I was probably laughing too hard at the time.
Yeah.
Moonbeam. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Funny. But that poor kid running his ass off the whole time.
Yeah.
He could not do right anywhere.
No, couldn't catch a break.
Nope. Until he ran into
The girl that
the
was.
shaft and balls.
Well, those guys wanted him to join because they thought that he looked like one of them,
Right.
but he didn't know. They didn't know that he wasn't one of them.
No. He went there dressed appropriately, or what his mother thought was dressed appropriately.
Right.
And he got caught up in the mayhem.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was yeah. It's a good movie. Watch it. Absolutely watch it.
Yeah, go find this movie.
Yeah.
On Comedy Central. Tell them to turn it back on.
Right. Comedy Central still around?
I feel like it is. I mean, it's got to be. It's on cable, right?
I don't know. Turn on your Roku thing and see if Comedy Central is there.
I don't feel like doing that.
Okay. Plus, I have all the remotes, don't I?
Yeah.
And she only has 42, so I don't know which one it is.
Yeah.
I have one at my house. One. That's all I need.
Well,
because I watch the same shit every day anyways.
You're watching sound out of the TV. We're not watching sound out of the TV. That's why we need more than one remote.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Because one controls the TV and then one controls the sound.
I see. I have to get up and turn the sound up and down.
It's because we gave you a TV that doesn't have a remote.
But that TV's fine. Although, you know, the ghost on the side, it's about 3 inches long now.
I know. I was watching it, and I was watching a show, and I was just like, this show is dark, but this is real dark.
Because it's the picture is going. I would say the tube, but it's not a tube anymore. But, you know, I keep thinking, oh, I should get Alexis over to turn on that new TV and get that started for me. And then, no, it's okay. It's only about 3 inches now. It's.
I thought about digging out the new TV when I was there, but when I went in there to look at it, Reginald Manchego was in his perch, and I didn't want to bug him.
And you might not even find it because it's right there behind the mirrors.
No.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was just like, I don't want to bug him. I'm not trying to move a bunch of shit.
Well, the only thing right there is about 3,000 pillows. You know how I feel about a pillow.
Yeah.
And the old footstool from my grandma and grandpa's house. That's all that's right in front of there. It's all those pillows.
Yeah. I wasn't touching it.
Yes.
I said I'll leave this until she asks me to come over.
Yeah, I keep thinking that maybe I should, and then it's okay. Or what, you know, if I watched TV, it would be different, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't really watch it. It's on.
Okay.
And, you know, sometimes I watch stuff that plays four times a day. You know, it plays at this time and that time and that time and that. So, you know, it's not that important.
Right.
TV to me is not important. But I do watch the news every day. I like to keep up with what is going on in the city and the world. And I don't like it.
No, it's all bad.
Yeah, I thought when I was younger, you know, like in the 70s, it was bad, but it's worse now.
Oh, it's the world's on fire now.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
Like, we thought that Nixon was bad.
Yeah.
We thought that, you know, we thought that politics were corrupt in the 70s.
Wow. Mm. What were we thinking?
Yeah.
You know, and now it's just, you know, and every little kid's got a gun and, you know.
Autistic billionaires that aren't elected officials are running the show.
Does he say he's autistic or does he have a diagnosis?
He says he is. I'm sure he's just an asshole.
I think so. I absolutely think so. I think he's that, and I think Donald Trump's ridiculous because he says he's so wonderful. Ay, ay, ay. He can barely put a sentence together.
But did you see the other day he got popped in the face with a microphone?
No!
That was really funny.
Oh my God, I missed it!
And the joke was, you know, he's going to be walking around with his face all bandaged up like he was, you know, beaten to a pulp. You know, by a boom mic. He hit him right in the face.
Oh my God. Somebody was asleep at the switch. Or not.
And he was just like,
Right. When's somebody going to look into the fact that he repeats everything 3 or 4 times? When's somebody going to look into the what's wrong with him?
Oh, he doesn't have doctors that care about him. He just pays doctors.
Oh, okay.
To say what he wants to be.
Right.
So.
Did you hear that rant about the FBI?
Oh, God.
Oh, my. Okay. Stop talking. Stop thinking about it. Stop thinking. Yeah, I need to stop watching the news, but I like to know what the weather is.
Yeah.
Hey, I came home from Tennessee just in time.
Oh, my God. What's going on yesterday?
It turned ugly. Tornado and high winds and rain. And it was bad news bears there.
It was storming so hard this morning when I went outside to see if Creep was on the porch.
Yeah.
I was just like, Jesus Christ.
We just got the wind and the rain. We didn't, thank goodness, get the tornadoes that they got down there.
Yeah.
But holy cow. I did. It was sunny and 75 the whole time I was there. And the very next day I left, boom.
Jesus.
So, yeah. Planned that perfectly, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
But yeah. I like that. Next time we're going to go to Memphis.
Okay.
And see what's in Memphis.
See Graceland?
Graceland, yes. I want to see Graceland. And the hotel where Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated.
Okay.
We're going to go see that.
Cool.
There's Sun Records is there. No, Sun. Where some of the first Elvis it's stuff. Sun? Is it Sun?
I feel like it's Sun. Anyways, whatever.
Is it? There's Sun and there's Sun Records, I think. And they're one or the other. But we're going to see some of that stuff.
Because
it's not real close to where Blythe lives, so we're going to go and spend a couple of days there.
Fun.
Yeah, I think so. You want to go?
No.
I didn't think so.
I can't be in a car for 10 hours.
It's only 7. I know. I understand. I get it. I get it. And we can't go in an airplane.
Oh, Christ, no.
Holy cow, every other day something is falling out of the sky.
When you were in Nashville, a little girl at work was going to Nashville for a girls' weekend, and she's like, oh, we're flying there, and I was like, Jesus Christ.
Okay. You want to take your life in your hands?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems suspiciously odd to me that so much stuff is happening. Just all of the sudden.
Well, it all has a reason, and I'll explain that to you off mic. Because nobody wants to hear it. We've already stomped that to death.
Yeah. I know. Okay. No, I just think it's aged equipment and poor maintenance.
Nope, has nothing to do with that. It's nothing to do with that. Or infrastructure. Nope. Infrastructure has nothing to do with it.
Well, speaking of that, did you see the fires in the sewers in Chicago?
No.
Holy cow. I think it was Chicago. There was a fire in a tunnel there and
Jesus.
Blew a manhole up.
Jesus.
We need to rethink our whole thinking, don't we? Or something like that. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Every city's infrastructure is at least 100 years old, so.
Right. Right.
At this point.
Absolutely.
So. And
nothing's been done in the last 25, so we're on our own.
It's all a mess.
Every man for himself.
We're all going to die.
Yeah, eventually, yeah. Yeah.
All right, on that note.
On that high note?
Yeah. Go find this movie. Go find it and love it and just have it in your collection because it needs to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fun movie. Good use of time.
Absolutely. Like bite size, 80 minutes.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Right. Right.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.